You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Imagine awakening to the first light of dawn. Its gentle embrace dissolving the shadows of night, a daily reminder that each sunrise brings with it a new beginning, a chance to renew our spirits and set our hearts on the path of hope and fulfillment. This moment of quiet, as the world around us stirs awake, stands as a powerful testament to the Creator's promise of renewal and strength. Reflecting on this promise, let us draw inspiration from the Book of Psalms. Today, I will guide you through the best Psalms to start your day, revealing to you the deep revelations, guidance, and profound insights found in God's Word. These Psalms, which are conversations with our Creator, hold the power to transform our mornings from mere beginnings into launch pads of divine inspiration and action. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Psalm 30, verse 5 tells us, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." What a powerful word from the Lord. This verse offers us a profound reminder of the redemptive nature of God's love and mercy. It reassures us that though we may face trials and moments of sorrow, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His favor, a beacon of hope and renewal, outlasts the darkest nights, ushering in a dawn filled with joy and the promise of a new beginning. We are also encouraged to hold on through the challenges, with the knowledge that our weeping is temporary and that joy, a divine gift, awaits us with the rise of the sun. As we delve into the best Psalms to start your day, let us carry the message of Psalm 30, verse 5 in our hearts, allowing it to illuminate our path and transform our mourning into dancing as we embrace the day with anticipation for the joy that comes in the morning, a testament to God's unfailing love and faithfulness. Our first psalm to start our day is Psalm 23. "The Lord, my shepherd, as the day breaks." Imagine yourself stepping into a serene meadow the world around you just beginning to awaken. With each step, feel the presence of the Lord beside you, guiding you with a gentle hand, much like a shepherd who expertly leads his flock to nourishment and rest. This vivid imagery is at the heart of Psalm 23, a passage that reassures us of God's unwavering presence and steadfast provision in our lives. Now, let us just soak in the words of Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. The scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." My friends, this psalm is a profound declaration of trust and faith in the Lord's guidance and care. Starting our day with Psalm 23, we anchor ourselves in the promise that no matter what trials or challenges we may face, God is with us, shepherding us through each moment. The imagery of being led to green pastures and beside still waters speaks to our soul's deepest needs for peace, restoration, and guidance. The journey of David, from a young shepherd boy tending his father's sheep to becoming the king of Israel, exemplifies the transformative power of faith and trust in God's guidance. David, the author of many psalms, including Psalm 23, faced giants, fled from enemies, and endured numerous hardships throughout his life. Yet, his heart remained steadfast in the Lord. His story is a
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Testament to how divine guidance can lead us from humble beginnings to great destinies. And it illustrates the profound impact of maintaining faith in God through every trial and triumph. In the quietness of the morning, as we meditate on Psalm 23, let us find comfort in knowing that God's rod and staff are symbols of His protection and guidance. These tools, used by shepherds to guide and defend their flock, symbolize God's ability to lead us and protect us from harm. As we envision the Lord setting a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies, we are reminded of the victory and provision we have in Him. This verse speaks to the abundance and overflow of blessings that God pours into our lives, anointing us with His grace and filling our cup to overflowing. The assurance that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life offers a profound sense of security and hope. It is a promise that, no matter what we encounter, God's goodness and unfailing love will be our constant companions, leading us to dwell in His presence forever. Starting our day with the acknowledgement that the Lord is our shepherd allows us to embrace each new beginning with faith, knowing that we are cared for, guided, and protected. It encourages us to lay down our worries and fears, to find rest in His provision, and to walk in righteousness for His name's sake. As we reflect on Psalm 23, let it inspire us to approach each day with a heart full of trust in the Lord as our shepherd, confident that He will lead us through whatever lies ahead. Let us open ourselves to the peace and guidance that comes from walking closely with the Lord. It is a reminder to seek His presence at the start of each day, to listen for His voice guiding us, and to trust in His ability to lead us through life's valleys and mountaintops. My dear friends, let us start our days with hearts attuned to the voice of our shepherd, ready to follow where He leads, assured of His goodness and confident in His care. As we step into the light of each new day, let Psalm 23 fill our hearts with the peace and assurance that comes from knowing we are never alone. For the Lord, our shepherd, is with us always. Another powerful psalm to start our day is Psalm 91, dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. As we move from the serene meadows led by our shepherd, we find ourselves entering a fortress of strength and safety. Imagine standing at the entrance of a grand castle, its walls towering and impenetrable, providing refuge and protection from the outside world. This imagery captures the essence of Psalm 91, where we are invited to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verses 1 to 16, paints a vivid picture of God's protection and faithfulness in verses 1 to 6. The scripture tells us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. In these verses, we are assured of God's encompassing protection and unfailing presence. Starting our day with Psalm 91, we declare our trust in God as our ultimate refuge and fortress, confident in His power to save and protect us from harm. The symbolism of God covering us with His feathers and us taking refuge under His wings speaks to the intimate care and protection He offers. It is a powerful reminder that, in God's presence, we find a safe haven where we can rest secure from the fears and uncertainties of life. As we continue through the other verses of Psalm 91, we are encouraged that no harm or disaster can befall us in this place of divine shelter. The promise that 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us, instills a profound sense of peace and security. It's an assurance that even amidst chaos and danger, God's protection surrounds us, safeguarding us from the threats of this world. This psalm also speaks to the victory we have in God over the forces that seek to harm us. The declaration that we will tread upon the lion and the cobra, symbolizing our triumph over evil and danger through God's power, empowers us to face the day with courage and confidence. The relationship between God and those who love and acknowledge Him is highlighted towards the end of the psalm. The promises of deliverance, protection, long life, and salvation are not just general assurances, but personal commitments from God to those who hold Him dear. It reinforces the idea that our relationship with God is reciprocal. It is a two-way relationship. So as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us, offering His protection and blessings. Starting our day, meditating on Psalm 91 allows us to step into the world with the assurance of God's protective embrace. It reminds us that no matter what we face, we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, secure and uplifted by His presence. This psalm is a call to live each day in the confidence of God's promises, to trust in His protection, and to find peace in the knowledge that we are under His watchful care. As we embrace the day with Psalm 91 in our hearts, we open ourselves to the blessings of security, protection, and divine oversight that comes from dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. My friends, let us begin each morning by affirming our trust in God as our refuge and fortress. Let this psalm be a declaration of our faith in His power to protect and sustain us, a testament to our commitment to dwell in His presence and abide under His shadow. As we reflect on the promises of Psalm 91, let it inspire us to approach each day with a heart fortified by faith, knowing that we are surrounded by the strength and protection of our Almighty God. Let this psalm remind us that, in every moment, we are held secure within the fortress of His love, shielded from harm and uplifted in spirit. In embracing Psalm 91 as our morning declaration, we step into the day empowered by the knowledge that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. It is a reminder to seek His presence at the dawn of each day, to rest in the assurance of His protection, and to walk in the victory that is ours as we dwell in the shelter of the Most High. And now, let's turn our attention to Psalm 5, the voice of my cry, another powerful psalm to start your day. As we transition from the fortress of protection to the quietness of dawn, imagine yourself standing at the edge of a tranquil lake, the early morning mist hovering over the surface. The world is still, and the only sound is your voice, lifting prayers and petitions to the heavens. This scene captures the essence of Psalm 5, where we are invited to direct our morning prayers to the Lord, confident that He hears the voice of our cry. Psalm 5, verses 1 to 12, offers us a template for starting our day with God-centered thoughts and communication. Verses 1 to 4 tells us, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you." In these verses, David expresses a deep yearning for God's guidance and favor. By beginning our day with Psalm 5, we set a tone of dependency on God, acknowledging His sovereignty over our lives and seeking His will in all we do. The practice of directing our prayers to God in the morning, as David did, positions us to experience the peace and clarity that comes from laying our concerns, hopes, and dreams before Him. It is an act of faith, trusting that He not only hears our cries, but responds with love and wisdom. This psalm also reflects a reverence for God's holiness and righteousness, reminding us that He does not take pleasure in wickedness. Starting our day with this acknowledgement reinforces our desire to live in alignment with His will, to walk in the paths of righteousness that He has laid out for us. David's confidence that God will lead him in righteousness because of his enemies underscores the importance of seeking God's guidance in the face of challenges and opposition. It is a reminder that in God we find the wisdom and strength to navigate the challenges of life. The assurance that God blesses the righteous and surrounds them with favor as with a shield offers a profound sense of security and hope. It is a promise that as we start our day in communion with Him, seeking His righteousness, we can step into the world confident of His blessing and protection. Starting our day with Psalm 5 allows us to embrace the morning with a heart attuned to God's voice, ready to receive His guidance and to walk in the assurance of His presence. It encourages us to begin each day with prayer, laying our petitions before Him and looking up with expectation for His direction and favor. This psalm, my friends, is a call to morning prayer, an invitation to start each day with our eyes fixed on God, our hearts open to His guidance, and our spirits receptive to His wisdom. It invites us to live each day in the confidence of God's goodness, to trust in His responses to our cries, and to walk in the favor that surrounds the righteous. Let us then begin each morning by lifting our voices in prayer to the Lord, confident that He hears us and responds with love and guidance. Let this psalm inspire us to seek God's will at the start of each day, to walk in His paths of righteousness, and to embrace the day with the assurance of His favor and protection. In embracing Psalm 5 as our morning prayer, we open ourselves to the peace and direction that comes from communion with God. It is a reminder to start our day with a spirit of prayer, seeking God's presence and guidance from the first light of dawn. My friends, let these psalms guide your mornings, transforming them from simple starts to days filled with divine purpose and direction. Open your hearts to the revelations, guidance, and profound insights found in God's Word, and let them shape your walk with Him. May your days be blessed, your paths be guided, and your spirits be uplifted. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are my shepherd and my hiding place. You are the Alpha and Omega, creator of the heavens and earth, the master of all creation. I exalt your holy name and praise you for your unfailing love, your boundless mercy, and your mighty power that sustains us all. You are worthy of all glory and honor. Lord, I come before you with a grateful heart, giving thanks for the countless blessings you have showered upon me and my loved ones. I thank you for this new day and for the gift of life. Thank you for your protection, your provision, and your unwavering presence in my life. Merciful Lord, I acknowledge my sins before you and humbly ask for your forgiveness. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or anger in my heart. Cleanse and renew me, dear Lord. Father, as I navigate the challenges of each day, guide me to green pastures and still waters. Restore my soul and lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling. You are my refuge and my fortress. In you alone will I trust. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every form of attack from the enemy. I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement, and I claim peace, courage, and confidence in their place. Shelter me under your wings. Let your faithfulness be my shield and buckler. I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle, knowing that you have given me authority to tread upon lions and cobras. Lord, hear my voice in the morning. Let my prayer come before you like incense. Guide my steps throughout the day and make your will clear to me. I ask for your wisdom to make right decisions and for your strength to stand firm in the face of adversity. Let your favor and blessings overflow in my life, and extend the same blessings, protection, provision, and peace to my loved ones. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that you are in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you with hearts full of faith, trusting in your power to heal and restore. We ask you, Lord, to cast out all forms of illness and disease from our bodies as we seek your healing touch. Your word declares that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, and we claim that promise now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind every sickness that seeks to invade our bodies, every virus, every infection, every condition that threatens our health. We speak life and health in every cell, every organ, and every system within us. Lord, mend what is broken, rejuvenate what is weary, and revive what has been diminished. Grant us healing and deliverance, Lord, in every area of our lives. Shield us from the attacks of the enemy, covering us with your mighty hand. Together, we claim victory in the battles we face, knowing that you fight for us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in love, joy, peace, and power. We declare that we will fear no evil, for you are with us, guiding us and providing comfort. We are grateful that your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, as you transform our mourning into dancing, we thank you for the possibilities of joy that comes with each new day. Let your kingdom come in our lives, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.